Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Game over.
Thank you so much to Lamise Holworthy. Holding it. Is she still Holworthy? Where's my... Hey, Rtlan said you home, Lady Pudimo. Hey, Timmy, don't laugh. Night after the hour six, she was holding it down, was Lamise, in the last 3 hours for the touchdown team. Fantastic job. Looked amazing. She looked lovely, as she always does. See her at the Metro FM Awards. I know she's doing a lot of the pre-parties, the parties, so can't wait to see her down in the green room as well. She'll be in the green room. She was accompanied by the regular team, of course, on the touchdown. They do it again. I'm not sure who, but I think Touch and Loot will be ready tomorrow from Mpumalanga between 3 and 6. It's almost 10 after the hour 6. I threw forward to the show a little bit. And as you know, on a Thursday, you know, we throw all things out of there and we say, let's do something different. Let's tell stories. But before we even get there, hey, last night, Liverpool lost the league. Surely they lost the league last night. Surely it's now done and dusted as far as they're concerned. It's high pressure now. You can't, Chief. To lose in a derby in the fashion that they did last night. Oh, man, unbelievable game that. But it's all done and dusted, I'm pretty sure, for Liverpool. Arsenal and Man City gunning for it now. Man City with 2 games in hand. What pressure does that add? Fantastic, fantastic ending to the Premier League season that. I'm excited for it. And of course, tomorrow, the big game. Like I said yesterday, Orlando would come out and apologize, and he did. As far as local football and Sundowns is concerned, in the presser today, he apologized to all the media team. So let's bury that and focus on tomorrow. Big games in the Champions League tomorrow. We'll talk about that, of course, in more detail tomorrow as well. It's 10 after the hour 6. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to make a call. This person does not know we're calling them, so I'm hoping that they're going to pick up. Timmy, are we using your phone? Okay, we're gonna find a phone to use and we're gonna give her a call, and I'm hoping that she picks up because she's a friend of the room. You know, we go back and forth with all sorts of things, but when greatness has been achieved, we must call and say, hey, well done, congratulations. And that's a call that we need to make. And then our story today, I threw forward to it a little bit earlier. It's a boy that I've known from when he was pretty young, starting out in his football career. He's written a letter to FIFA, a memorandum of sort. But what has he written to FIFA, and what's that got to do with who he sleeps with? That's what I said earlier, and people said, Andile, what are you talking about? Well, let's get into a story. It's Thursday, and in a throwback, we tell stories. Last week was Vino, an incredible story of a young man who started something because his leg was broken and he had a phone. That's now feeding him and his family. So let's hear what this story is about. It's Throwback Thursday, a slot dedicated on this show between Monday and Friday, where we tell extraordinary stories of people in sport or sports stories that we've encountered. And we've had a plethora of stories. We've told some amazing stories here on this platform. Last week, we told the story of Sports Awards nominated photographer now, Vino Snap, who started off as a footballer. That's what he wanted to do. A budding footballer who wanted to play football with his career, broke his leg, which was never properly repaired, still feels the pain till today, still walks with a bit of a limp till today. But he took that opportunity with a camera phone that had the worst quality to try and make something of his life within the sport that he loved. He documented people's stories in football. He found kids that were playing in the township that were nobodies. He documented their stories to a point now where some of the people that we see playing football on the biggest platform are on his camera phone from when they started years ago. Today is no different. But before we get into our story, I want to make a quick call. Can we make that call, Timmy? Can you find a line and make a call there? Is it ringing? Okay, just put it on. I can't hear it. Oh, there it is. Come on. This is a surprise call because this person doesn't know we're calling them. And I can imagine their phone's been ringing off the hook today. Timmy, ke number how or kya? Ka pelo khona tso di tshwara. Ke how? Ah, ga se arabi ka nako e. Okay. No, it's not working with your number. Ah, Timmy. No, hang up. She's not going to answer. Askies to me. We can hang up on Timmy's phone then, Malcolm. We can hang up on Timmy's phone. Timmy, rekostile. No, rekostile, Timmy. Because, you know, I thought your number was something. I really want to make this a very quick call. It's very important to me. This person is a very important person as well. Like I said, I mean, we didn't plan this. We didn't say would be calling her. So we're hoping that she picks up. We're hoping. Even if I can see a message. Hey, Timmy, even if I can see a message. Okay, we're going to try one more time. Timmy's phone was not very popular. There we go. We're going to use the line in the studio. Because she's still old school. She'll listen to... Okay, let's hear if it's going to ring. If we're going to at least just leave a voice message at least. There we go. Come on. No, Timmy.
You have reached
no. Mailbox. All right. We're trying to get a hold of Desiree Ellis. Desiree Ellis, Banyana Banyana coach, of course, has today, I shouldn't be saying Desiree, should I? I should be calling her properly from now on as Dr. Desiree Ellis. Today, by the University of Cape Town, she has been awarded an honorary doctorate degree in sports management by the Cape Town Peninsula University of Technology. She is now officially Dr. Desiree Ellis. My friend, I know this is going to get to you. I try to call you. I try to say congratulations and well done, but I can imagine that you're very busy at the moment. We'll try again sometime in the week just to say congratulations, and we're very proud of you and all that you've gone on to achieve. It's 18 after the hour 6. Let's take a break. When we come back, begin with our throwback.
Sports Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM.
Hey, that's our door making that noise. Guys, stop opening the door. Embarrassing us. Yeah, we're
on national radio, they're going to say that
we're hosting
our
awards,
but we can't deal
but
with the
door is squeaking.
It's going no.
Well, while we're at this, guys, it's because everything and everybody is in Mpumalanga right now, okay? Even Spray Sailor, Silo Mpumalanga. Baba Ganomza, Bula
Masango, Sanket. 6 to 7 p.m.
It's exactly 20 after the hour 6 on the Mighty Metro FM. The door has been fixed. It has been fixed, yeah. See? No squeaking. It has been fixed. My guest today to tell a fascinating story of football is a person who played the game, loved the game, and we're going to have an interesting one here. Phuthi Lekwalane, a.k.a. Minaj. Phuthi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Andile?
I'm very, very well. Can I call you an ex-soccer player now? Are you ex-player?
Yeah, I just retired because of my injury.
Well, how did you get injured?
I was playing back home in Ulbobo, and I had a terrible accident where I broke my leg.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Same story as Vino.
So you snapped your leg as well?
Yeah.
So just like that, career gone?
Ish, winner. But
who are you playing for now?
Lost. I'm not playing at all.
No, no, Balamanga, when you got injured.
Nigelala tournament, the guy is going to be
crying. And at the height of your career, for those that might be thinking, Andile, who are you talking about? At the height of your career never quite made it to the DStv Premiership.
True.
You ended up in the then first division, the NFD.
No, I ended up go Motsepe Foundation.
Motsepe Foundation.
Yes. So I think
you didn't go up with JDR?
No. When JDR got promoted to the NFD, I was playing for Tornado. We went to the same playoffs in Cape Town, and unfortunately, my team lost.
So you never made it to the heights of professional football?
No, I've never.
Is that something that still sticks with you to say, you know, I never made it up there?
No. I'm actually at peace because, Andile, I think my story had a purpose. So I don't think I was going to make it anyway. I was going to training every day, knowing Khori, I'll be rejected. Every day it was a rejection. But because of the love and the purpose that I had for the game, So I had to do it. Hence, I was telling people, Hore, I was the sacrificial lamb.
So you knew you were never going to make it?
I knew from the first day.
What, you're not good enough?
No, I was good, but because of the stigma.
Okay, perhaps then let's get into it, Puti. Why do you think you were never going to make it?
First of all, I think the football fraternity was not ready for an LGBTI athlete. There was no
You're safe an openly space. Gay man.
Yes. So there was no safe space for an LGBTI athlete.
How so?
A lot of teams, like Hakereko Joina, some of the teams, it will take them a time to adjust to my reality. And sometimes I wouldn't be allowed to go into the same change room as the boys. Sometimes.
But you're a boy. You're a man. Are you not?
I am. So sometimes I wouldn't be allowed to go into, like, when
this is your team that you're playing for.
Yes.
And they wouldn't allow you to get into. And we're talking about in the Motsepe Foundation chat, like, we're talking about, you know, semi-professional football here. It's not like La Dala Fela. No, you're competing to come into the DSTV Premiership.
And I'm talking about something at the time I was the first choice.
Yeah, you're the first choice goalkeeper.
Yeah, so sometimes area go kempung, like, they wouldn't want to share a room with me. So
the other players?
Yes.
And what's management saying?
For me, it was not an issue because I knew myself, I've accepted myself. So I wouldn't go to the management. I would only allow people who wanted to share the room with me. Like, I would be the last person. So, like, Andile wouldn't have a choice but to share a room with me.
And I'm asking this just to paint the picture for people that are listening, Puti, because I'm very well aware of your story. When and why... Firstly, when did you decide to and this is used in LGBTIQ communities, and it's not necessarily a thing because we're always who we are, right? But when did you decide to disclose, and in inverted commas, come out to the football fraternity that this is my life? Because you didn't, from the get-go, say, hey, this is me.
No. I think with me, Andile, it was always out there. I remember I played netball. So there's a coach, Barry Peterson. He didn't have a goalkeeper, and he asked me to come join his team. So from that day, I enjoyed playing football because I used to be good with catching balls, go netball. So I just enjoyed wearing the gloves, wearing, like, playing with the boys, and then the love for football started there. So I went to football knowing, and people knowing, Hore, Puti is gay.
Mm. And looking back now, do you think if you had not disclosed that, if you had said, no, guys, maybe get soft in Yana, maybe get out there, but I enjoy netball, that's not me, do you think your career would have been further?
If you're asking me that question.
Because Puti, somebody might say, yeah, Andy, maybe it's got nothing to do with the fact that he's gay. Perhaps, you know, or a member of the LGBTQI plus community. Maybe he just wasn't good enough.
I think for me, I'm happy where I am. I'm happy I didn't make it because I think had I went further, I would have been in a situation where I would even think about committing suicide.
You're gonna have to go into that, Puti. What sort of treatment can you remember that you endured? Yes, when you have to pick rooms, when you're on away games, you have to wait to be the last one. And whichever player comes last, unfortunately for them, because they regard it as misfortune, get to share with you. I can imagine psychologically, emotionally, that doesn't work well for you. I can imagine you crying yourself to say, it's like being a child all over again, but pika laste all the time. That was emotional to all kids and it wasn't nice. But what other treatment were you receiving that could have even driven you that way?
I think
I'm sorry if I'm triggering you, because I can see you're getting emotional. I'm sorry if I'm triggering you.
No, that's what I go through every day, even now. So I think for me, I even have physical scars to show what I went through in football. If you were to check somewhere here, I was beaten by a fan for being good and not letting the goals go in for Team NI favor. So there are a lot of things that happened that broke my I would say my soul, for lack of better word. And that's when I realized, hurry, I'm actually stronger than I never thought I was. Because even little teammates like, would make me cry. When they attack me, they would use homophobia as a ticket to get to me. It was like go football, it was homophobia. So, and I remember telling people this, that when I would join Timia Andile, I would actually have something in hand, Horeka Andile, so that Andile can make me feel welcome good team. If I didn't have anything, then I wouldn't be friendly Andile. I would sometimes buy people soccer boots so that I can feel welcomed good team. Sometimes I would buy them the tight so that Kihonoba safe good team and be appreciated.
In your own team?
Yes.
And once again, I'm asking these questions for clarity, right? Did you perhaps, I mean, I can imagine you're attracted to men. You're playing with men. Were there lines crossed maybe that would have made, and these are important questions and conversations, Buti, because, you know, we're living in a totally different world than what we did 20, 30 years ago. Did you perhaps maybe even cross the line, and I say cross the line, which is not, but for those people who you were playing with, where they felt uncomfortable because you were making maybe advances at them, or you were saying things that made them feel uncomfortable? Because I can imagine you had to toe that line where everything you say is scrutinized. You can't, you know, if I go behind Timmy now and I hug him, it's all good. But if Puti was like, it's like, ah, man, Puti, ah, I'm a long hugger from Momrao.
No, I think into Itomile, not even, like, before I even joined the team, Zabon. Like, just, I remember when I went to this team and I was taken into camp, there were four boys. Like, I never played for that team. So they recruited me from another team. So because now Rebajile last season, so they know me from that team and how I behaved in that team. And how, you know, Khabo Shapakashot was screaming, ooh, and oh, I understand.
What?
That's me. That's when.
So do you do that when you're goalkeeping?
Yeah, I would. When I'm enjoying myself, Andile, like I need to express myself. I felt good playing football.
So what you do want to express yourself? You say, ooh.
Yeah, sometimes I would twerk for when I was ordered a penalty. Oskangora. I understand.
No, so, you're out of order, Puti. No. You're out of order.
I grew up only that goalkeeper, it's, that style from Kichemini or King.
Yeah.
So that team, as I was telling you this, that team, like, Heki Kanako room, Hebamfa room, everyone left. And I was left alone, Kurumu, where I was supposed to share labor to by three.
They so rather go share with other five, four, Kamurumu, rather than.
Basherelin. So it is not something that I did. It is just the person that I am.
Is there space in football, in South Africa in particular? Because some of the players that play in the DStv Premiership now, you've played with them.
True.
You know them well. Vusimuz is catching Nube out at Skukuni knows you all too well. You guys played in the same teams. And I can mention many across the plethora. Who are some of the ones that you remember that you played with that are now in the DSC Premiership?
Mlungisi Mbunjani.
Yes, Mbunjani you played with as well.
Never Die, Makubela.
So, knowing the players and the caliber of people that you've played with and having been in around football, is there space for men who are part of the LGBTQI plus community in South African football?
I think through the Puti Lukulan Foundation, we're trying very hard to create that safe space, but it is very difficult. I don't think the football is ready, especially in South Africa, is ready for the LGBTI athletes.
No, you're saying basically?
Yes. And I will give you an example. There was a time I went this year. I went to watch a game in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach from the other side used homophobic slurs to attack a player inside the field.
Mm.
So if, and this coach is somebody that I knew, that somebody that I, that who coached me. So I thought I have a safe space within him.
But now you're hearing him.
I attack somebody else.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, I mean, I was gobsmacked when I saw this. I didn't expect it. You've written to FIFA and Infantino, and you've said, hey, Infantino, Gianni, please pay attention to me. I'd love to know what you want to talk to Gianni Infantino about. Puti Minaj Lekwalane. I mean, also Luena Puti, like Minaj.
The late Shoes Mushu, not to me.
You were good friends with Shoes, in fact.
He was like a father to me.
How did you know Shoes?
I met him go Alex United. He was the coach player there. So when he found out Horeke Mutumu Zhuang, then he took me under his wing and tried to protect me all the way.
And that's how you guys grew close and close. And obviously, I mean, it was an anniversary of his passing, in fact.
Yeah, on the 21st.
On the 21st, yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm wearing 91.
Oh, man. So that still stings for you.
Yeah, and it's one person who said to me, if I were to leave his side, I will struggle in football. Mm. I think he said that because he could see how other people were treating me. And then it happened for 2015, the year that he leaves my side.
John Shoes Mushweo, what a player. What a person, what a man.
A great human being.
Really was, really was. Let's move on now to how we get to where we are now. You've written a letter to FIFA, addressed to the president of FIFA. Why?
This was in 2021.
Mm.
So I had an issue with the World Cup going to Qatar.
Mm.
Because we were excluded to even attend the tournament to go Qatar. So the letter was asking questions, Hori, what about FIFA play? So if there's a player who's a homosexual coming from South Africa, who's openly homosexual, so it means he won't be participating go in the World Cup. So I was held by an organization in UK called Athlete Ally and Just Football Game.
What would you like to achieve, Puti? What is the end goal to all of this? You are a member of the LGBTQI plus community. You are driving awareness for the community in sport, in particular in football. But it would be lovely to encourage others to come out, to say, hey, and it would be lovely to try and educate others on you. But if I'm Andile, 19, 20, however you're old I am, playing football, wanting to rise in the ranks of football, I'm listening to you now. I'm hearing everything around me. Why would I ever come out?
I think what I want to achieve, Kihori, we should, this talks that we have should end. We shouldn't be talking about inclusion of LGBT athletes in sports. We had these talks back, and this is not the first time we talk about it. We still talk about it in 2024. We want to be included because it is easy for a male LGBTI person, a female LGBTI person to play football. But why is it not easy for a gay guy to come in sports and play? We should look into the talent and not what this person is doing at home or what this person is attracted to.
Mm. But you agree with me that at the moment, I'm better off locking the closet and putting a bolt door on it.
For your own sake.
For progressive future and career.
But what about the next generation of LGBT athletes?
I mean, you've already been the sacrificial lamb, as you said. how many more sacrifices should they be taking? I'm playing the devil's advocate here. You know, sitting on the other side of every player that's listening now, every parent, my advice is what? My advice is come out and live your best life. Or my advice is, hey, what I pay la holy moon clue.
No, I think the more we come out, because I never Ratola safe space without us. We need to come out and then talk about this thing, give it more airtime so that people get used to it. If Ili Puti Aliwani, and they wouldn't take me serious. But if Andy Le Timmy T comes out, then we'll have safe space.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, Phuthi Minaj Lekwalane, football goalkeeper, award-winning sports personality, owner of Phuthi Lekwalane Foundation, is here. Wrote a letter do you know how far it went, the letter? Did you ever receive anything?
No, we didn't receive any response.
So you did all of that and Qatar went on just
but
fine?
No,
for sure, because I heard beginning of this year, towards the end of the AFCON, that it had reached waist reach, and that's why I was like, hey, I wonder if you're aware that it reached.
No, and the aim gori ifil.
And what about the DSTV Premiership? I mean, you went in waikha kudin ko FIFA. What about the DSTV Premiership?
I think for no go in the LG in the DSTV, we don't even have those cases. Someone has been rejected because it's only me and I've never been there. So we never had the a player or co-standing that are chanting the homophobic slurs. So we can't engage with them that much. But when it comes to SAFA, I think because now when I was playing, referees couldn't protect me. So I think we also need to engage SAFA on these issues. Because if Andile is playing and then a white person comes and call you gaffer, game your yema. But when somebody comes and call me stubborn, go grounding, life goes on. Like in a little cases thing, the way people will call me stubborn, what, go gaming. And when I go and consult the referee or Hanadi Power, to stop a game or even punish the next person.
Over that?
Yes.
And you feel it should have been stopped?
Yeah, I feel like if because that's a hate speech, so it should be treated like a hate speech. And that is not even allowed in football.
There's football purists that are listening right now, and they're like, Andile, what are you doing? Why are these people living in football? Why don't you carry on just playing your netball? Why are you trying to... And you know it's true. You know, like, what are you trying to turn our game into?
I mean, football wins over our differences. So, and football is everybody's sports. So if I feel like I'm talented enough to play sports, why not? If I can put Kune on the bench, why not give me a chance to put him on the bench? If Chiefs are striking, Santuilate strike a kaika is Sicilian gay, why not? That will save the team. Just because he's gay, he doesn't deserve to save the team. When last did Chiefs score? Just saying.
And this is another thing, because I watched and there's gay indoor football, gay indoor basketball that is a sport. And fine, it's not widely recognized yet. That is exclusion as well on the part of the LGBTQI plus community.
I only know about the rugby.
That as well.
Yeah.
But that's exclusion as well, is it not?
It is, Andile. And it's very sad because now...
Because as Andile, I can't go and play there.
Why?
Because it is for the LGBTQI community, is it not?
But we are very inclusive. There's an A there. LGBTQIA. So people like you who...
Hey, can get Andy.
No, it's ally.
So friends of LGBTQI. A plus community.
Hmm.
Puti? before I let you go, because I know it's important and this is a story that you've wanted to tell, what is the message for every South African that's listening now, for everybody that this reaches? As Phuti, you've now taken your life and you've said, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to dedicate my life to trying to make a change, diversity, inclusion, and equality. I'm hanging up my gloves. I'm hanging up my future and what I was born to do, to come and do what? What is the message that you want to send out there? What is your plea and your plight?
My purpose could create a safe space in sports. Not just football. Like I want the LGBTI athletes to be given a fair chance. Yeah.
That you didn't get.
That I didn't get.
Did you get support from your family?
Oh damn, a lot.
Who supported you?
Everyone in my family, my brothers, my sisters, my mother, my father.
All in support.
Yes.
How close because are you to that, to your mom?
Very, very close. I never had a chance to explain or come out. Mama, I'm gay, or I think I'm gay. My mom was the one who told me, I think you're different. And this is how I'm going to protect you. My mom will fight my battles from as little as primary school. That is why I can stand today against the world and say, I am who I am because I am.
Well, I wish you well. I really do. But before you go, have a listen to this very quickly.
Kena Damarisi Mama Tlatsi Lekolwane ke lakaletsa Phuti Donald Lekolwane e le morwaka wa boraro ngwana o sala a tloa a rata bolo ka pelo ya ka moka a nyako ipona a be mo le ka batho ba dina le tsana gore a o godisitse le community yaka le kgosigolo yaka ya matabola ebile o tsere photo ya bolo a isa ka moshato o mogolo the kingdom of matabola a beya senepe sa gagwe o bontsha gore o rata bolo. Phuti ke o lakaletsa matlhatsi le matlhogono le ngwanaka. O tshware jalo o tiise, o gole ka seo o se dirang. O ka re Modimo wa kereke ye ya leganyane a ka o etelela pele ka ge o gotse ka fase ya yona. Ke a leboga.
Phuti, I know your mom would have loved to see you on television in the DSTV Premiership playing for the biggest teams, but she said, I'd rather my son be what he is because I'm choosing him. I know it was your dream. I've seen you play. And I know you play it down now. You say this is what you were supposed to do, but I know you wanted to be in those goals. You okay?
I'm fine.
Why did that make you cry? I know you're strong, Phuti, and I know you've had to be. Not because you wanted to, but you had to grow a skin that you didn't have because you're a soft and tender person. But what the world has dealt with you, you've had to create another layer of you to protect yourself. You tell yourself that you're fine now, that was never a dream and it's okay.
I thought I failed her.
Your mom. Why? Why do you feel you failed her? Huh?
Because I've been trying and trying and nothing couldn't give in.
And that's why this fight is so important to you. Because from what you've lived and experienced, it took away your dream.
I had to sacrifice it. Not for me.
Your mother loves you and appreciates you as you are. I'm going to give you a chance to just recover so we can say goodbye properly, yeah?
Sports Night Amplified with Andile on Metro FM. Proudly brought to you by SABC Sports.
About to get out of here. It's 18:53. Big show coming up in the next hour. It's another town hall, another a round table discussion. So we're going to have Faith come in here a lot earlier so that we can get that going. But Puti is still with me. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me a platform to raise awareness on the LGBTI community.
You still haven't answered my question, though. You're a bit emotional. I don't want to let it go because I think it's important. You've had to put on a tortoise shell and get under it and be a hero to those that come after you. But this took something from you.
Yeah.
And I want you to acknowledge the loss and the death of something in your life. And that was a dream. That was what you thought you were destined for, and you were good at it.
I still have a dream, Andile. That dream is still alive. That is why I started the African Pride Games and the LGBTI Legacy Games. So this dream is still alive. Maybe not through me, but through the work that I'm doing now.
How do people get a hold of you? How do they get involved with what you're doing? How does that scared little girl or little boy that knows, Khori, this is who I am and I'm scared to go over there or over there, I am not myself. How do they get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of your foundation? Where do they go?
We have a Facebook page. It's the LGBTI Legacy Games. And we also have the other one is Puti Lukulwane Foundation. So our website is putilukulwanefoundation.org.za.
What hot for a polo, and it's a great save. What's that? Please get out of here before I get fired. Puti, I appreciate you. Puti Lukulwane, great story. And I wish you the very best. You know, I know you as a young man. You played, obviously, with my brother, Oskesha Ngube, who was out as Kukune. And I'd go watch his games. And, you know, I even there I saw that you were different. And you continued with that difference. I wish you all the best, yeah?
Thank you very much, my brother.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Great story. I love it. And every South African's got a story. And we're going to tell as many as we can. We'll go and we'll tell as many as we can.